views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Dr. Christy Thomas, your host for It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm here every Saturday morning talking about your health and what's hot in the news and current topics in health and wellness. I have two special guests with me this morning. We're going to be talking about a little bit about shift work. We live in a 24-hour town where nobody sleeps. We all work different shifts. And this town is a go, go, go town. How many sleep problems do you see on a daily basis? I got to tell you, the most things that I see when people call into my own practice is experiences of fatigue, sleep problems. They don't feel rested when they wake up in the morning. And I wanted to bring to you a little bit today about sleep problems, adrenal. What's this term, adrenal fatigue, adrenal exhaustion, cortisol imbalance? The media has recently brought out, you see lots of info commercials about cortisol blockers out there. Are they good for you? Are they bad for you? I want to talk a little bit about cardiac problems this morning and some of the things that are associated with sleep problems. I do have two special guests that have been on this show before in the past, brought back to you this morning, and we're going to talk with, I have Bill Bradley, who is a sales manager with Pathway Genomics. We've talked to him in the past about genetic testing. He's brought to my own practice the weight loss and the DNA weight testing that we've used a lot in my practice, have had some great success to it. For those of you out there that don't know what diet you should be eating, got 10, 15, maybe even 50 pounds overweight, you've been struggling with weight loss, what diet do you do? The yo-yo diet, where people go, there's a lot out there about the HCG diet. People call me every day about it. Is it really great for you? My answer is no. And I have my own reasons, but Bill, you have this weight genetic testing that has brought, what diet do people really need to do? Do you need to be on low fat? Do you need to be on a Mediterranean diet? Do you need to be on, you know, a lower carb diet? And it really tells people what they need to eat, what they don't need to eat. And we're going to talk a little bit about sleep problems this morning. And I know you have another DNA testing out there about cardiac issues, and I want to touch and bring that to you this morning about some of the things that I can screen for. And I'm actually going to be interviewing you this morning, Bill, because some of the things that in this test are great. I also have with me this morning a patient of mine in my own practice. His name is John, and he's going to also bring some of the symptoms and some of the things that he's experienced and brought to my own practice and what we've treated him for and how he's had success. So I want to welcome you both to the show this morning.
Hi, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
Excellent. So, John, I want to I'm going to start with you this morning. Okay. And just talk a little bit about, before you first came into my practice, what were some of the things that you were experiencing and some of the symptoms you were experiencing?
Well, one of the worst, I think probably the biggest contributor was the sleep issue, insofar as I've got a job where one of the collateral consequences of the work I do is that sleep gets disrupted, and that's putting it mildly. Sometimes it's an absent sleep, but the funny thing about it is it becomes, as disruption becomes more the norm, trying to correct it at all gets to be tricky. So I'd have issues where I'd either have a tough time falling asleep, or if I did fall asleep, it would be almost, you know, a foredrawn conclusion that I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd be up, say, you know, waking up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and not able to go back to sleep until like 5-5:30. And I had to get up in another half hour to an hour anyway. So that was just disastrous. And so the fallout from that is, you know, there's lethargy and the weight gain, and the weight gain gets preceded by when you're tired, you just kind of grab what's convenient, you know, to eat and the like. And so prior to coming to see you, sleep became an issue that created other issues as far as wrong eating, whether it was healthy or not. When I found out later on, once I did my pathway genomics test and found out which foods were helpful for me, which ones weren't, and then we did our food sensitivities test, that too was a huge help. So those two in combination, along with the adrenal meds to kind of help manage the sleep, as well as the adrenal fatigue meds that you gave me that have helped me with going to sleep, staying asleep, along with the vitamin regimen that you've got me on. So between those things, there's been a profound turnaround with the sleep issues. Was that a long answer to a very short question that you had?
It's all great because I want you to realize what people come in. I got to tell you, the most calls that I get are people feel lethargic. They don't feel themselves. They feel fatigue. And sleep is a huge problem in this town. Not everybody goes to work and works 9 to 5. You know, in Europe, you get a 2-hour lunch. You get to go home, take a nap, eat lunch.
Oh, that's at a minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't live that lifestyle here. We're on a 24-hour go. We don't sleep well. As we age, we actually get less sleep. Mm-hmm. So when you're in your 20s and your 30s, you're not sleeping because you're living the 24-hour lifestyle here. And what you experience is very common. If anybody has heard about this, it's called shift work disorder. It's a big, complicated name for people that work or have trouble sleeping because they work the night shift. How many of you out there, maybe even driving home this morning right now from getting off a shift from the casinos or working in the restaurants, because everything is 24-hour go-go. We have a lot of people from the fire department, the police department. They work these shifts. I can't even keep track of my patients when they come in and tell me, well, I work from 3 to 6 today, and then I work from, you know, midnight to 9. Mm-hmm. How do you get a regular sleep pattern when you're doing that? Or, you know, when even people from the fire department, they go out, they get a call at night. You get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Guess what? You got lights and sirens, and what's happening? You're stimulating all your adrenal hormones. Mm-hmm. Like you had mentioned, adrenal fatigue. It's big in this town because people are working a 24-hour shift. When most people are sleeping at nighttime, we say, how many of you out there go to bed at 9 o'clock?
What is the role of, say, sugars, simple sugars, to things like adrenal fatigue and the like? Because that's something that can happen with, you know, like a firefighter friend of mine who, you know, gets a call in the middle of the night. Invariably, there's two things you have to do. You got to use the bathroom real bad because you got woken up to sleep, but you're also starving. And so when you finish that call, there's nothing but convenience stores with donuts and the like. Does that contribute to the adrenal fatigue problem when you ingest, you know, those simple junk food sugars and the like?
But they taste so good.
No doubt.
All right. I put Ken on the spot last week on this show. So what did you guys eat for breakfast? John, Bill.
I'll let John go first.
I had eggs.
Okay.
Among other things.
Bear claw?
No.
Cup of coffee?
Coffee. I did have coffee.
What was in that coffee?
I had a croissant. Oh. Primer. little sugar.
How many packs of sugar? Because we broke sugar down last week on this show. And how many packs of sugar in a sweet
tea?
Well,
the sugar is in the creamer, so I'm not responsible for what the manufacturer put in there. So I'm not going to be held to their standards. They have to count for themselves.
Okay,
John, we had this. Did you listen to my show last week?
I was working. I think I had adrenal fatigue.
You were working.
I was stretching my adrenals. I was doing something.
He was working his adrenal glands.
Exactly.
They needed some stress too.
Exactly.
No, mine's going to sound a lot better, and I'm not plugging anything. But I had a meal replacement shake, full meal replacement shake,
eraser clapper, apple polisher,
golf clap.
Yeah.
But no, it has 24 grams of protein. It has 18 essential active amino acids. 8 grams of fibers. Like I said, it's a full meal replacement.
You know, Bill.
What?
You pass.
Thank you very much. Hey, but honestly.
I so did not. I didn't know I was going to be asked this. Otherwise, I'd have.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on. In all fairness to him, though, in the past, I would have been much worse than you. At least you ate something. Before I had known about this, and people that have listened to me before know that I used to bodybuild. But after I stopped bodybuilding, I stopped doing all exercise together, became a very lethargic lifestyle. I did not eat breakfast at all. I mean, nothing, literally nothing. Mm-hmm. Or if I did eat something, I would have a I hate to say this, but a Pop-Tart, something like that, which is way worse than what you had.
Right. That is.
So, I wish I had a Pop-Tart box right here so I could read to you guys.
Oh, it's horrible.
Because we put Ken on the spot last week about his breakfast choices and what he had for breakfast, and he had a 2-liter of Pepsi in the studio.
Oh.
So I had to pick on him a little bit last week about what to eat for breakfast. So you did eat breakfast this morning, so
I
you
did.
Took yourself out of starvation mode.
I did. But I do wonder, though, if cortisol helps create belly fat, if the sugars ramp it up, or is that just how it all it just kind of is that kind of a symbiotic effect, or I guess what I'm asking is, do sugars accelerate the adrenal fatigue issues?
They absolutely do, and this is what happens. So I kind of put you guys both on the spot because I wanted to use
it. Oh, thanks.
Kind of. Yeah, I don't know what you got kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind? No, that's not
even because I wanted you out there that are listening to know what type of typical lifestyle we live. So, and then you add shift work to it, or you add people that don't sleep on a normal basis, or you only sleep in 4 to 6 hours a night. So even if you are working a regular schedule and you're not sleeping well, what happens is your cortisol basically at nighttime should go to sleep. It should be down to that 0.5, 0.1, where you can go down, go to sleep, get a good restful sleep at night. You should not be waking up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's typically one of the biggest complaints that I have when people come into my own practice is, I'm waking up every morning 2, 3 o'clock, and I can't go back to sleep. Well, when we check their cortisol levels, what happened is they're getting that burst. Then what happens is it drops. So what happens is you're out searching for sugar, caffeine, Red Bull, Monster drinks, coffee in the morning, because you need a stimulant. What should typically happen on a normal cortisol? So all the marketing and the media brought great attention to cortisol levels, but it also brought a little bit of bad attention because you don't want to block your cortisol if you don't have high cortisol. And in a town like our own, so when I was talking a little bit about shift work and people working and having difficulty sleeping or working a rotating shift or working at night, or even those of you that are not working shift work that don't get good sleep at nighttime, it is big. That's when your body recovers at nighttime. And if you're not getting that recovery, you're waking up. I'll have people that come in and their cortisol levels are like 1 in the morning. We'll do a 4-point saliva kit and they're 1 in the morning. Well, that's what it should be when you go to bed at night.
Gotcha.
You should wake up. It should be right up around that 8-10 marker on
their
a saliva kit.
Their body's trying to go to sleep in the morning instead of at night is what you're saying, right?
Right. So what you're looking for is you want bear claws. You want coffee.
Ooh, those are good.
You want the energy drinks. And then what will happen is, even if people wake up and they have great cortisol in the morning, by noontime, they're down to bedtime levels. They're crashing. Mm-hmm. They're looking for the fast food. They're looking for something to get through the day. They're looking for a Monster drink, a Red Bull in the, you know, afternoon time. How many of you out there have afternoon fatigue? That's not normal to have that 2 to 3 o'clock crash. And John, you're a patient of mine. You've come into my practice and you know the packet of paperwork I make you fill out when you come in. So when you book a
Psalms, it's like the book of Psalms. You got to sign for each chapter.
Get the understanding packet.
Exactly.
But in the long run, I want to know what shift you work, what you do. I want to know your whole life except for your bank account balance, because I want to know what you do on a daily basis so that I can really understand what your lifestyle is like. And not to put you guys on the spot, but what do you eat for breakfast in the morning? What is your typical day? And we have so many weight problems. And really, I think it stems back from our lifestyle and what we do. And you're out there searching for, what can I do to survive through this day, to get through this day? You shouldn't feel fatigue at that 1 to 3 p.m. crash in the afternoon. How many of you out there are taking a nap between 1 to 3 in the afternoon?
You know, something to add what you're talking about is, until I took my genetics test, and there's several different types of genetics tests that Pathogenomics has, but one of them is a cardiac DNA insight test, and it talks about caffeine and caffeine metabolism. Looks like we're running into a break here, but real quick, I didn't know until I took that test that when it came back, I have low metabolism of caffeine. So that's one of the reasons why, up until recently, I didn't know that when I was ingesting coffees or Cokes, anything with significant amount of caffeine in them, throughout the day, my body cannot process it very fast. I'm a slow metabolizer. And what that means is it stays in my body for extended periods of time, whereas the average person can move it out of the body within a few hours. Mine takes the entire day or into the next day. So I don't get that sleep that's necessary to get a restful sleep, which then runs into adrenal fatigue and mm-hmm. other issues with sleeping, going mm-hmm. to bed late. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that should go to bed at 9, 10, 11 o'clock, aren't going to bed until 12 or 1 because of something like that.
Okay, when we return, I'm going to pick on you a little bit what time you guys went to bed last night. We've been talking about some sleep issues, some adrenal fatigue issues. I'm also going to have a show special for you this morning talking a little bit about sleep problems. So when we return, I'm here with John and I'm here with Bill Bradley with Pathway Genomics. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. We'll be back.
Dollar Loan Center guarantees the best rates. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 with no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value. Visit don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Hey, Las Vegas, Dave Ramsey here. On May 6th, I'll be at Canyon Ridge Church with business expert Chris Hogan to bring you our Entree Leadership one-day event. These events are based on my New York Times number one best-selling book, Entree Leadership. At Entree Leadership one day, you'll learn how we went from a card table in my living room to a thriving company with over 400 passionate team members. Get your seats today at DaveRamsey.com. DaveRamsey.com.
Locally sponsored by American First Credit Union, Brio Tuscan Grill, and Zero Res.
If you're a baby boomer like me, I bet there's one part of the paper you read every day. The obituaries, right? When did I start that? I don't know. You get older, you think about these things. And there's something I've noticed. The arrangements were often made by Neptune Society. Makes sense. Neptune is the original cremation society, begun 40 years ago by folks who wanted to do something about the high cost of dying. A concern many of us have, as we find ourselves thinking about our own mortality, even as we worry about our aging parents. If you're confronted by end-of-life decisions, jot down Neptune's number and keep it handy. 702-474-6699. Call them anytime to understand your options and get a free planning guide, or call at your time of need. Neptune Society. Call 702-474-6699 or on the web at NeptuneSociety.com. 702-474-6699. 702-474-6699.
Hello, Las Vegas. This is Dustin the Hart with Noble Home Loans and host of Real Estate Live here on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. 2014 has come and gone, so if you are still upside down in your home, have not refinanced into a lower rate, or are still renting and should own a home, 2015 is your year to make something happen. So join me every Saturday from 12 to 2 and Sunday from 11 to 12 for all the information you need on the crazy Las Vegas real estate market, and you can also call me 800-LIVE. That's 702-800-5483.
It's Jim Villanucci.
I got a list of hipster baby names now, which are ridiculous. Atticus is a big hipster name. Kale, Otto, Milo, Otis, Jasper. These are like dogs' names. Scout? Scout is a dog's name, is it not?
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I want to give you my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And my office phone number is 702-731-1200. We've been talking this morning with John, who is actually a patient of mine, and I've been talking with Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics. He's a sales manager with them, from some testing that we actually offer in my own practice. And I'm so happy to have you guys on the show. I didn't mean to put you on the spot a little bit the first segment, but a lot of you out there can relate to the same symptoms and the same lifestyle. In the morning, you're waking up, you're looking for something to get you going in the morning because you don't have normal cortisol levels. To lead into a little bit how this town is a 24/7 town, and also with the aging process, as we age, we get less sleep. So we don't typically sleep that. Who sleeps 8 to 10 hours? That'd be the perfect lifestyle. We talked a little bit.
I would love to get that.
Oh, my Lord.
do you get that, John?
My body aches after 10 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But that is really a normal lifestyle. We've really become accustomed to it. In other countries, even in Europe, they get that break for lunchtime. They go home, they take a nap, they eat lunch, they come back. And here, how many of you out there don't even get a 30-minute break? I got to tell you, Bill, you've been in my own office still at 12:30. We stop patients at noon. How many times am I still running? And guess what? It's time to start afternoon patients. And, you know, two nights a week, I work till 8. So seeing my own patients and you don't get that. And then what happens? You go into cortisol reserve. Mm-hmm. I get the 2 o'clock crash, as many of you guys had talked about before we went to break. And it's really important that people get good sleep at nighttime. And most people out there are not getting good sleep at night, no matter if you're working shift work or what lifestyle, or if you just have the natural aging process. And some of the health problems I want to talk a little bit and let you know about. So it increases your stress. You're not able to deal with things as well as somebody that's sleeping 8 to 10 hours. And I don't know how many people out there are really sleeping 8 to 10 hours or taking an afternoon nap. Then what happens? We're going into cold and flu season. So what happens is you get a decrease in that immune system. They've even had, you know, some of the people that work shift work or they work high stressful jobs. If you're, you know, a firefighter, you're a paramedic, you're working nighttime, you're a police officer, you live on adrenaline your entire shift while you're working. Mm-hmm. Then what happens is you maybe get an hour sleep. Guess what? You get woke back up. You get an hour sleep. You get woke back up. There's actually been some new research out there of the increase in job accidents in the workplace related to people that work nighttime or work rotating shift. You get decrease in concentration. What about increasing the health problems? There's been statistics out there all over that increase in colds, increase in flus, increase in sick time for the employer because you're not getting that great sleep at night. And then those of you that work nights and you work that shift work, you go to sleep, but then guess what? 3 days later, you got to flip to a normal schedule, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that you guys know a little bit about, we do so much of the shift work and sleep problems in my own practice. And even people, you go to bed at 9 o'clock, who's getting up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
And then by noon, you're dragging, you're tired. So what should typically happen is you should go to bed 9 or 10, which we've discussed a little bit, how many people actually do that on a normal basis. What happens is I want to talk a little bit about melatonin and let you know what melatonin does. So what happens is when it gets dark at nighttime and it drives down, what happens? You get melatonin release. So it's getting dark at 5 o'clock now. I hate it. So, and we see so much of the seasonal depression out there. It is real. So what happens is you get these release of your sleep hormones. As soon as the lights start dimming down at nighttime, you get that release of hormones. You get melatonin release. It decreases your immune system. And the other thing that melatonin does is it really prevents tumor growth. So people that don't sleep well at nighttime, or they're not getting that 8 hours of sleep is what we say, that's kind of the textbook. But those of you that are patients of mine, nothing's textbook. So what we, you know, it's really important that you're getting that deep sleep and getting that full cycles of sleep. You've heard of non-REM sleep. You've heard of REM sleep. It's important. And it's not just, that is not just textbook. And we find people that are not getting to the REM sleep at nighttime, they actually have an increased risk of cancer. They have an increased risk of health problems. What about cardiac problems? We see it all the time. It's one of the number one killers in both men and women in this country is And people are not sleeping. Your body, that's the time when you're recovering at nighttime, and it's so important. And we talked a little bit on break about melatonin. So if you're working shift work, you're driving home, say, right now in the morning. So you're getting off work at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. This is your time to go to sleep, but the rest of the world's waking up and going to a normal job. So what happens is you're driving home, you're driving that car, you're getting the stimulation of light. You're getting no melatonin release at nighttime when you need to go home and go to sleep. So it affects you, and it affects your health in the long run. And we see that people that work shift work, they work night shift, or even those of you that are not sleeping and you're waking up early in the morning, you're not getting that melatonin release, and it's so important. We've talked a little bit in past shows about over-the-counter supplements, and I think I've got through to you about what's good and what's not good, and it's so confusing in the marketing business out there. Should I go to the over-the-counter? Should I buy a sleep aid? How many people are in Ambien, Lunesta, some of them other, Restoril, Trazodone? I can name 100 of them on the show that you're taking. It's not normal to take them kind of sleep medications for a long term. They're actually only approved for 2 weeks. I have patients come in to me all the time that have been on them for years.
Wow.
Because they're searching to sleep. And right. It's important so that they can get their recovery. And then what happens, we talk a little bit about adrenal function. When we went to break, we talked a little bit about it before, you know, we went to break and how important it is. Marketing brought great, you know, should I be down a cortisol blocker? Should I be in a cortisol stimulant? The adrenal gland is a little gland that sits over the top of the kidney. And it's so important because what happens is you should wake up in the morning, you should feel good. You should not need 5-hour energy. You should not need sugars. That's kind of why I put you guys on the spot a little bit this morning about what, how many hours did you guys sleep last night? What time did you go to bed, Bill and John?
Oh, I went to bed at 1 and then I woke up at 5. So what is that, 4 hours of sleep?
Bill.
Something like that?
You're in my office all the time.
See, you're supposed to know better. You're supposed to set a good example for me.
All right.
John, I'm sure you were up all night working and came straight to the show this
actually
morning.
I was off. And so I was in bed by 9:30, probably sleep by 10, got up this morning about 6:30 or so. And I laid in bed another hour just to kind of halfway.
You did good, man.
See?
Oh, wait, so you did REM sleep. Good.
It wasn't REM sleep, but it was watching the first half of the Chelsea-West Brom soccer game. So there.
All right, so you put us both together. We did really good. I had a great breakfast. He got a good amount of sleep. I had a bad amount of sleep, and he had not so good breakfast. But he did have the good thing. He had protein in there.
He did.
It wasn't all sugar.
There.
And I'm surprised they haven't put me on the spot on this show. So,
we started to, but we are also, we're being sympathetic to your malady that you showed up with. So, send latex care boxes to Dr. Thomas, office as you can.
So, those of you that are listening, I've had some type of allergic reaction. And which all goes to cortisol in your immune system and the way it works.
What exactly is cortisol? Okay, so is it the same thing as saying that it's epinephrine, like, or is it a byproduct of like your fight or flight hormones that you release? Whatever. What exactly is cortisol?
So what happens is the adrenal gland is really responsible, and I want to break it down for you so you can kind of understand it, because I could talk this subject clear down to the detail of how it's released, but what happens is the cortisol is released from your adrenal gland.
Okay.
And a lot of people, when they come in with hormone imbalances, sleep problems, weight problems, you know, fatigue is big. So if you have them top three symptoms, and I'm going to tell you 90% of you that are listening right mm-hmm. now have had fatigue, sleep problems, or weight problems.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is if you don't treat the adrenal gland or you don't treat the cortisol, what happens, you don't get weight loss. You'll go on a program, you'll have a problem, it'll temporarily fix, and guess what? You're back. You'll have fatigue, you come back because it comes back. You know, this is my big thing with hormones, and there's a lot out there in the media on the topic. You replace your hormones. If you don't fix the adrenal gland, you don't fix the cortisol levels, guess what? You're taking more hormones. So we do have to return, and I'm going to talk a little bit about adrenal function. We're going to talk about your question that you asked about cortisol and what is the flight response. Most of you are living on it on a daily basis. I don't care what age you are. Even our kids are running on it. When you get anxiety, you're getting that epinephrine adrenal release from there. You're getting high cortisols. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas. I am here with John, who's a patient of mine, Bill Bradley, who's a sales manager with Pathway Genomics. We're going to be right back. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
You have some rotation here.
If you're in the path of this storm, you should take shelter immediately.
My car wouldn't go through.
To go to the lowest part of your house, run.
When the power goes out and the wireless network is down, Next Radio stays on. FM radio right on your smartphone. Get the Next Radio app. Go to freeradioonmyphone.org.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner. Who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought
that. Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Do you need quality?
Number one for news. News Radio 100.5, KXNT.
Henrix is the world's leading supplier of quality traffic information.
Dr. Christy Thomas,
$2 billion data points per day to create real-time and predictive traffic information in 40 countries around the world. It's great for travelers.
Be on time for the important
things. Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And I encourage you to go to my website because some of the topics that we've been talking about this morning of fatigue, sleep problems, some shift work disorder. Before we went to break, we were talking and I got asked the question, what is adrenals? What is cortisol levels? And I want to touch a little bit on that. I'm here with John, who's actually a patient of mine, and open the show up with some of the common symptoms that come into my own practice and that I see every day. And then I have Bill Bradley with Pathway Genomics, who does some DNA testing on weight, some cardiac stuff, which we're going to touch a little bit on later in the show. But to let you know what cortisol is, it's big in the media. You see it all the time on the commercials. Cortisol blockers. Are you overweight? Do you got belly fat? Do you got fatigue? Do you got sleep problems? And it is associated to the adrenal glands and cortisol levels. But this is what happens when somebody comes into my practice. You don't want to be taking a cortisol blocker when you don't need to be taking a cortisol blocker, especially with those people that don't get a good night's sleep at night. It may not be. It depends on which stage you're in of adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. And you can read more about that on my website and give you a little bit about the basis because a lot of people don't believe in it. If you go to a primary care provider, or you go to an internal medicine doctor that hasn't done training in anti-aging or hasn't done a lot of the courses in adrenal fatigue or cortisol problems, they're going to think we're off the wall a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Cortisol is a big hormone, and it's part of the adrenal cascade. And what happens is cortisol really inhibits the insulin production in an attempt to prevent the glucose from being stored. So we talked a little bit to bring in, and this was a great question, John, because last week I had Simon on, and we talked about sugar levels. We kind of picked on Ken a little bit about his morning Pepsi in the morning, but it's real. So what happens is you're going and you're searching for these sugar products in the morning because you want to wake up, you want to feel good, you're looking for caffeine or you're looking for sugar. Mm-hmm. But then what happens is you get this big spike in insulin. Then you get a big spike in cortisol. Now let's add somebody that works nighttime or works shift work or is not getting good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. So what happens, and especially those people that are working like a go, go, go job. So what happens, your cortisol has no idea when it's supposed to be. You should typically wake up in the morning, your cortisol should be up there where it goes. And I do a 4-point cortisol test in my own practice because people will say, well, why can't I go to the lab and get that done? Well, you've woke up, you've had breakfast, you've had stimulation of your cortisol levels. It's not going to be an accurate reading. I want you to do a test in your home so I know where your cortisol levels are. I want to know what your cortisol is in the morning. I want to know what it is at noon. I want to know what it is before you go to, you know, dinner time and then before you go to bed and on a typical Las Vegas schedule, because this is going to help us. And this is where I come from in my own practice, that we customize a program specific to you. Not everybody is the same. Not everybody has the same lifestyle. Not everybody goes home to the same stressors. So when you have stress, you get that epinephrine release or your flight because you're in that fear mode and the hormones are released from the adrenal glands. Then you get the cortisol. Then you get belly fat. Then you get fatigue. So when we're talking a little bit about afternoon crash, that 2 to 3 o'clock when you get that afternoon crash, people that work nighttime can get the same crash. You never get the reserve. Then you don't get melatonin release. Then you don't get pregnenolone. It's a whole cascade of events that happen. And then when you start messing with your insulin levels because your cortisol levels are not being released appropriately from the adrenal gland, guess what happens? You get hyperglycemia. Last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about when your initial lab work come back, you were a little bit on that hyperglycemic side, and we did make the little joke. I would never suspect that you would have had hyperglycemia. You're fit, you're active, you're aware of your health, and you're, you know, really participate in your health. Imagine them people that are 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight.
Right.
What happens is they are running, I'm guaranteeing you they're running a little bit hyperglycemic. You're not going to find it on a fasting blood sugar in the morning. It's not going to happen. You're going to fast all night. You're going to come in normal, right, and people aren't picking it up. So what happens is you get these health problems. You get a little bit decrease in your immune system. How many times have you been sick this year?
Are you asking me or are you asking John?
John's a patient of mine, so let's hear it.
I got crazy sick. I think I just this year, maybe twice.
Before you saw me?
Once was after I saw you, but that was because of the Foodie Fest. Yeah. So that was not you at all. That was me touching the same Parmesan shaker that everyone else touched and having pizza from the Foodie
Yummy.
Fest.
Yummy.
Woo, man, it was miserable the next day.
Bill, you're pretty aware of your own health, and
it's not good. It's not pretty. How many times have I gotten sick just this year, this calendar year? Four times.
Four times?
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, when I get sick, just a common cold, if I don't take care of it pretty much immediately, it turns into a secondary infection from a viral infection to a bacterial, a sinus infection. I've had sinus surgery when I was 16 to alleviate chronic bronchitis, sinusitis, and so forth. And from then on, pretty much whenever I get a common cold, if it's, like I said, it's not kicked in the bud within the first 24 to 72 hours, it turns into that secondary infection in my sinuses. And to your actual question, I think is beyond just, hey, how many times have you gotten sick? Why is the ultimate question, have I gotten sick? If I had to say some reasons why, is it one only? No, I would say it's because Bill Bradley doesn't get enough sleep. While I eat okay, I don't eat great. I don't think that in the past I was getting enough exercise, not having enough vitamins and minerals and nutrients in my, mm-hmm. In my diet, as well as not getting enough sleep, which goes directly to your point of adrenal fatigue, cortisol issues, not having enough melatonin released at the right times because I'm going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's my professional lifestyle as well as my personal lifestyle that's affecting that. Am I taking certain steps to alleviate that? Yes. Is it enough? Probably not.
But you're doing better.
Yeah. You know, and I will say in my case, you know, having seen you, whatever, and I asked you a little bit about it before, there's been like a cumulative effect where I'm feeling more and more, I don't want to say impervious, but resistant, you know.
Oh.
Is that a good word?
John, you mentioned something while we were on break before, not this time, but the time before, about how when you're taking vitamins.
Right.
And the
cumulative vitamin effect.
Right. If you take the vitamins today, you don't feel it necessarily today. Oh, great. I had good vitamins. I've got all this energy.
Right.
Not necessarily per se. It's the cumulative effect that you're talking about over weeks or even months time period to allow your cells to absorb those nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you started feeling.
Right. And so at this juncture, I feel better than I felt. I mean, miles better than when we first started, and hundreds of miles more than before then. And it's got a lot to do with it. We did the adrenal meds. I think I've got maybe that cellular saturation of the vitamins now, that, and I noticed a difference with that, you know, far and away. So sleep has been a huge boost.
Consistency is what you
consistency has been big. Consistency has been huge. So the vitamins and eating better, even though the eating may, you know, dip in and out of form, much like you, I could be persuaded into the dark side of snackery.
I love Krispy Kreme.
Oh, good googly. You know, and so, but the whole system approach has been particularly helpful.
And that's what I want you to know, is that you can't just go in and get your hormone levels fixed, men and women. You can't come in and just get your estrogen, your testosterone. You can't get in the right ratio. You can't just get your adrenals fixed. Because the body works all together, and it's important. You know, we fixed hormones, we fixed your adrenals I can't tell you, go not stress. I can't tell you how many patients have come into me. They've gone to people and they've said, well, get a new job, decrease your stress, sleep better at night. Well, isn't that easy?
Right.
Not easy for me, and right, I do this all the time. I preach it every single day. You got to just make adjustments based on a lifestyle that you live, and we got to support what you can. Yes, go get rid of as much as you can. Try to exercise. Try to eat right. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect myself. I will come in and, Bill and John, you've been both into my own practice. You see my vitamins sitting on my desk till about 5, 6, 7.
You should have taken it earlier in the day.
And I work on taking them all day long. It's hard, but we don't get the nutrients that we eat.
Right.
And a little bit about food sensitivity testing, because I think it's
that was huge
so
for me.
Important. People get this resistant weight loss. They cannot lose weight. They're doing everything appropriately. They're eating barely nothing. Women, we try to not eat anything because we're gaining 5, 10 pounds. We're going to the gym. We're not seeing weight loss, or we're walking the dog, or we've even eating better and made lifestyle changes better than we ever have maybe in the last 5 years, and we're still not seeing a pound of weight loss. It all works together. You have to balance your hormones. You have to balance your cortisol levels. You have to get rid of the food that you may be racked into. Now, this is not foods that you guys were making fun of me. My face is a little swollen this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I reacted to yesterday.
We like Angelina Jolie just like anybody else.
All right. They're picking on me. So it's not just that. It's getting everything balanced. And you can have some sensitivities to foods out there that you are not getting swelling in your face, or you're not getting lip swelling like I have this morning, and you're still reacting and your body's spending all its metabolism and all its energy, and you're not fighting to lose weight. When we return, I'm going to continue talking with John, who's a patient over at my practice, Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics, and we're going to talk a little bit about this chronic inflammation, cortisol levels, and what and how it affects your heart, because I think this is important that we realize, because it is one of the number one killers out there is heart attacks and heart disease. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website, vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number, 702-731-1200.
Southwest Medical Associates wants you to stay healthy with recommended annual screenings for things like heart disease, breast cancer, diabetes, and more. Visit smalv.com.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
There comes a moment in every gentleman's life when everything Dad tried to teach him finally makes sense. Getting into a Toyota Tundra is just such a moment. With its engineered precision and incredible torque, a gentleman can handle just about any turn the road takes. And the Tundra is built right here in America, which of course means the world to a gentleman who honors his country. The Toyota Tundra, the gentleman's truck. Get 0% APR for 48 months with $2,083 per thousand borrowed on a new 2015 Tundra, or get $750 cash back on Tundra. Visit Toyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Toyota vehicles and components are built using U.S. and globally sourced parts. APR and approved credit from TFS does not include college grad or military rebate cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 5/4/15.
Visit your Southern Nevada Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, honey, take your blood pressure medication.
Thanks, dear.
Daddy? Are you going to the hospital again?
No, son. Bad medication from a dishonest website got me sick. Now we only use sites approved by NABP or that end in Dot Pharmacy, so we know they're safe.
Learn more about the new Dot Pharmacy domain and ordering medications safely online at safe.pharmacy, a public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and my office phone number, 702-731-1200. Please give my office a call. I'd be more than happy. You can send me an email, go to my website, and go to the Contact Us page at VitalityMedicalWellness.com. If you have any questions regarding the show or some of the services that we do at my own practice, and I want to let you know, too, if you have any show topics or any questions, please email me. I'd be more than happy to bring you information on that topic on Saturday mornings and bring you a little bit of information of the confusion that's out there. There's so much marketing, so much media. We've been talking this morning with John, who's actually a patient of mine, and Bill Bradway with Pathway Genomics. You both have been on the show. I want to thank you a little bit for coming on again, because we do have a lot of fun. And you both have a lot of symptoms, not to pick on you, but what the typical lifestyle is and how we all run. And both of you, one of you is a patient of mine. You also bring some testing to my office, and myself, I don't mind the picking on. I got picked on the break a little bit about the swelling in my face before we left for a break, and a little bit about the own lifestyle. And I am drinking coffee this morning. So, Bill, thanks.
After I gave you water? Jeez.
I put the water. I didn't even open it. So, see, I don't live the perfect lifestyle either. So, you're searching. We talked a little bit about cortisol function and how in every single person out there that it can affect. So when you're drinking that coffee in the morning, cheers.
Cheers.
I probably got low cortisol this morning. I've been fighting inflammation, yeah. And you've been taking meds, take some Benadryl. And a little bit difference too, we talked in the last segment about how it's different when you come to my practice. I am family practice. I've done my boards in it. I stay current in it. Granted, if you have high blood pressure, you have high cholesterol, it's to the point where you need medications. I'm going to give it to you, but we're also going to educate you on lifestyle and some of the things that you can do to prevent from going on this pill box of medications. Instead, you're going to get a pill box full of supplements mm-hmm. and vitamins that are going to be able to control, that are natural and they're safe. We talked a little bit right before we left about food allergies, food sensitivities. What's the difference? Food allergies is something that I had yesterday or ate yesterday, and I get facial swelling, lip swelling, and that immediate response. Food sensitivities, most people out there, you do not know that you have them. The GI tract goes from your mouth all the way to your rectum, and what happens, it's one of the biggest organs besides the skin. You eat some food, and this is the example I give patients when they come in. You put a lotion on your skin, you break out in a rash, you don't use that lotion again. Or do you keep putting it on, putting it on, putting it on? You stop it, right?
Depends on how expensive it is.
Or whether it gets rid of wrinkles, women.
Right.
Because I got to tell you, if it gets rid of wrinkles, I'm going
to... I smell like coconut. I'm using it.
So what happens is when you're eating food, you're creating this inflammatory response that one of the biggest organs in your body is constantly fighting. So if you're constantly fighting inflammation in your body, how is your metabolism going to be used to lose weight? You're never going to lose a pound. You can starve yourself. You can go to the gym. You're going to plateau like crazy until you come over and you find out what the heck you're allergic to. And not allergic sensitivities. So we have a lot of information on that. You can go to my website and look at it. It makes a lot of sense, but there's not that awareness out there that people have. For example, I came back. I recently just did mine, mm-hmm. like you did, John. And I came back way. When I left the gym, I had a whey protein shake every single day.
Whey came back? Holy mackerel.
Whey.
A lot of those shakes have whey as a protein.
So how many of out there are like myself that have whey protein in it?
Whey.
And
whey. Whey? Is it whey or whey?
What? Yeah.
All right. We're getting out of control. No, I'm just kidding. I have a lot of fun with you guys. But what happens is, for example, you're creating that inflammatory response. You're going to have water retention. How many of you put your rings on in the morning, or you get swelling in your feet? You wake up in the morning and your shoes are a little bit tighter. You're having a sensitivity, or your adrenals, like we've been talking about. If you got a cortisol imbalance, you're going to have some of these symptoms. You're going to have fatigue in the afternoon. You're going to have sleep problems at night. You're not going to wake up refreshed and feel good. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a decrease in immune system.
Not to stop you, but what you're saying is that if you have some sort of allergic reaction internally, meaning in your mm-hmm. in your esophagus, in your stomach, in your intestines, that can create a cortisol and adrenal issue that can translate into adrenal fatigue as well?
You're creating a chronic inflammation that you're constantly fighting.
It's
so
a stressor.
Listen to that,
stressor.
People, because that's stressor. Huge. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm ingesting. I haven't had her test done, but I want to get it done. I haven't had that test done. And if I have something like
you gotta get it done. You gotta get it done.
See, I mean, John's.
Because with mine, when I do something like, okay, I'm gonna go on a healthy kick. I'm gonna have low fat milk with grape nuts for breakfast. I can't do. I found out that dairy is one of my sensitivities, and wheat is one of my sensitivities. So I'm thinking I'm doing the good thing, finding out the strawberries and other healthy things for me. So I thought were actually hurting me. I didn't realize it. And you don't feel it per se until you lay off it. And then when you lay off it, then you touch on any of those things. Now you see there's such a huge, you'll feel the difference when you eat clean that way. But it's clean for you, not just clean in general.
Exactly. And it's really important out there. And then this chronic inflammation, just to touch a little bit before we have to end the show, is you have a genetic testing for cardiac problems. So when people are in chronic inflammation, it's going to cause heart problems. So all these things cascade along, and there's so much research out there that shows if you're in chronic inflammation, you're going to have heart problems. You offer a cardiac DNA testing that people can actually get screened for. It's covered by insurance as long as you're not an HMO plan. You can call my office, get it done. But can you tell us the main points of what people can come in and get screened for?
Yes, good question. The Cardiac DNA Insight Test is what it's called by Pathway Genomics. And long story short, it's talking about cardiovascular health. It's looking at cholesterol markers, heart disease, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, hypertension, as well as peripheral arterial disease or PAD, as well as venous thrombosis.
So you got to call my office at 702-731-1200. We'd be happy to give you more information on this testing. I promised you that I would give you a show special. This is a great show special. I just came up with it right now. $99. You can get a cortisol testing, a 4-point cortisol testing in my office if you call by Wednesday close of business. I say 5, it's always 6 o'clock. Vitality Medical and Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN. My office phone number, 702-731-1200.